If you ask someone if a poor old sick dog was still living, he might say, "Oh no, he's
dead."
And have you heard people say he done dead? If you want to recommend that a boy be careful, you'd say he what to be careful?
He should be careful.
Now, would belongs to be used here?
No, not necessarily.
Yep.
Well, when would belongs to be used?
If your teacher was talking to a boy's mother, she'd say, "Now he belongs to do this way.
Uh-huh.
You know he belongs to do right." Then of course the other use is "it belongs to me."
Yeah.
But the other is the connotation of doing something or separating it from right and wrong.
Okay.
Belongs to do is means that it's something he should do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good. To tell a child not to do something, you might say, "He what do that?"
Shouldn't do that.
Okay. Have you ever heard the expression, "Dasn't that do that?"
Yes, but it's not used. You're talking about it's a contraction of "dare not."
Yeah,
but
no, it's not used
no,
here.
No.
Okay. Another way to say he should know is he what?
Shouldn't know.
Well, another way to say he should know. What's a synonym for should?
He ought to know.
Okay.
He ought to.
Okay. And what's the negative of ought?
No.
Well, you'd say he ought to know, or he. If he should know, you'd say he ought to know.
That's
if he
right.
shouldn't know, you'd say he
ought. Shouldn't.
Well, if you want to use ought though.
Well, I don't.
Would you say? Well.
He ought to. You use it in the affirmative, but I don't know if there's a relative negative to go with it.
You never say he ought not, or he ought not to.
Yeah, that's right. But I was thinking of the contraction.
Oh,
I mean the ought.
Yeah.
No, ought not. Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah, we use that a lot.
How about shouldn't ought?
No, I don't.
That's
I don't
not okay. Will you do this? No, I
won't do this.
Okay. A person didn't give you any assistance, and you think he could have. So you might say to him, "You what?"
Ought to help him.
Okay. Let's see. If somebody asks you to do something and you don't know whether you can do it or not, you say, "Well, I might what do it." Would you ever say, "I might could do it" or "I might"?
Oh yeah, I might could do it. Yeah. The reason that I'm confusing, we use the thing I almost as one word. You see?
I see. You mean like "might could" is almost...
Yeah, "might could."
Uh-huh.
I might could do it. You see, there's no... if you wrote it down, it would come out...
It came out two words, but it's not that way.
That's right.
That's good. Now, that's good. That's something I hadn't thought about before. That may be why I always have so much trouble with it.
It's like "ought" instead. The way it sounds, it's O-U-G-H-T-O, but if you write it out, it'd be O-U-G-H. T-O.
Yeah.
But the way we say it is one word.
Yeah, that's a good point. Thank you. I'll have to go and rework some of these things with that in mind. Because I always run into difficulty in this particular part, and that must be the reason.
Yeah.
What's a bird that makes a hooting noise?
Owl.
And are there different kinds of those around here?
Well, no, it's just a hoot owl around here. We don't make any distinction. Matter of fact, that's probably the only one we do have.
Okay. What's the kind of bird that goes tap, tap, tap on a tree?
Woodpecker.
And are there different kinds of woodpeckers around here?
Well, I don't know whether they're really different varieties or not, but there's a red-headed woodpecker.
Uh-huh.
That's just the woodpecker.
Yeah,
that's right.
What's a black animal with a white stripe down his back that smells bad?
Skunk.
If something was getting your chickens at night, but you didn't know exactly what it was, you might say, "I'm going to get my shotgun and take care of that
chicken thief."
Okay. Well, now.